At this time, it is my privilege to introduce to you someone who grew up in this church. Polly and I have watched her grow up. She now lives in Wilmington. Her name is Madison Ross, and I'm going to invite her to come up in just a moment. But Madison is going to give the children's message. She has a servant's heart. She's helped out with Vacation Bible School. Every time she's in town, she asks Polly and me, how can I serve? Is there anything I can do to help? And so while she was here this weekend, we asked her to give the children's message, and she's going to do that. Now, her father is with her today, and we're so glad your father is with you today, and very special grandparents, Bill and Betty Ross. But I just want to let you know that when we see young people grow up in our church and become like Madison, we have a lot to give God thanks for. Somebody is doing something right. And so Polly's going to help. I'm going to help. But as I invite Madison forward as well as Polly, let some of the younger ones come forward right now, and let's give everybody a hand clap. All the little ones, come forward.
Today's children's message is about what Easter really means. A new life is what we celebrate at Easter, the new life we have in Christ. You can describe it as the making of a butterfly. The cocoon represents Christ's death, and the butterfly represents Christ's resurrection. Easter is the most sacred of all the Christian holidays and celebrations. The Bible says, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Easter is the oldest Christian holiday. Now from Luke 24, verse 6, he is not here, he is risen.
Do you know what Madison said about a butterfly? How many have seen a butterfly? Have you seen butterflies? You know what I did is I found this butterfly. I love butterflies. This pink butterfly, look, I have file folders with butterflies on them. Do you see my butterflies here? What color is that? And which one is blue? And isn't it neat how butterflies are all different colors? Look, someone just got me note cards. I guess they know that my symbol this year is a butterfly. And as Madison said, it's about new life, isn't it? When you see a butterfly, it comes out of a cocoon that it's been in. And the scripture says, hide me in the shadow of your wings. It's from one of the Psalms. And remember when I told you at the beginning of the year, my journal, look, what does it have on it? Butterflies. So that's what Easter is about. It's about new life. When a butterfly is flying, it's about new life.
Hymnal about this. It's number 707 in our hymnal, the hymn of promise. And listen to this. Listen for the word butterfly in this verse, okay? In the bulb there is a flower. In the seed, an apple tree. In cocoons, a hidden promise. Butterflies will soon be free. In the cold and snow of winter, there's a spring that waits to be unrevealed until its season, something God alone can see. Did you hear the word butterflies? In cocoons, a hidden promise. Butterflies will soon be free. And you know what? That's what Christ has done for us in bringing us to life. We are free.
Madison's going to say a prayer, and we are so thankful that you're here on this Easter. And after she says a prayer, I'm going to give you all, do you see this butterfly? It's on a yellow flower, and it's in the shape of a heart to remind you that that's what Christ is for us, new life. And it's on sticker paper, so you can take that off or cut it out or put it anywhere you want. But Madison, can you bow your heads? We're going to have a prayer.
Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Please forgive my sins. Give me the gift of eternal life. I ask you into my life and heart to be my Lord and Savior. I want to serve you always. Amen.
And we hope this Easter day Maybe because the sun's out, maybe we'll see a butterfly today and remind us about what Christ did for us at Easter time, right? And the beauty of that. So Madison and I are going to hand out these stickers to you. We hope you have a great, great Easter, and remember how much you're loved. Thanks for coming today.